Cambridge IELTS 2 by the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2000. This recording is copyright. Cassette 2. Side 1. Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear someone being asked their opinion of a new television station. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but would you have time to answer a few questions?
What's it about?
We're doing some market research for a new television channel starting in 2 years' time.
Okay, why not?
Lovely. We'll just work through this form. And if we could start with some personal background information?
Sure.
Right. If I could just have your age?
35.
Right. Great.
The respondent is 35 years old, so B has been circled. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 4.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but would you have time to answer a few questions?
What's it about?
We're doing some market research for a new television channel starting in 2 years' time.
Okay, why not?
Lovely. We'll just work through this form. And if we could start with some personal background information?
Sure.
Right. If I could just have your age?
35.
Right. Great. And your job?
Systems analyst. But for the form, I don't know whether it would count as professional or business or what.
What do you think?
Okay, it's more like business.
Fine. And would you mind my asking about your salary, or we can leave a blank?
No, I don't mind. It's, 40,000 a year.
Oh, thank you. Right. About your current watching habits. What would you say is your main reason for watching TV?
Well, at work, I tend to read for information and what have you, so I'd say that with TV, it probably just helps me relax and unwind.
Fine. And how many hours a day, on average, do you watch TV?
Not a lot, really. I should say just over an hour.
You now have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 5 to 10.
So what are the two main times of the day that you watch TV?
Well, a little around breakfast time, and then it tends to be really late, 11 or even midnight, when I finish work.
And what sort of programs do you go for?
Some news bulletins, but I also really like to put my feet up with some of the old comedy shows.
Fine. And turning to the new channel, which type of programs would you like to see more of?
Well, I certainly don't think we need any more factual programs, like news and documentaries. I think we need more about things like local information, you know, providing a service for the community. And in the same vein, perhaps more for younger viewers. You know, good quality stuff.
Uh-huh. And if you had to give the new director some specific advice when they set up the channel, what advice would you give them?
I think I'd advise them to pay a lot of attention to the quality of the actual broadcast. You know, the sound system. People are very fussy these days about that. And in general, I think they ought to do lots more of these kinds of interview, you know, talking with their potential customers.
Oh, I'm glad you think it's valuable.
Certainly, yeah.
Good. Okay. This will be a commercial channel, of course, but how often do you think it is tolerable to have adverts?
Well, out of that list, I'd say every quarter of an hour. I don't think we can complain about that, as long as they don't last for 10 minutes each time.
Quite. And would you be willing to attend any of our special promotions for the new channel?
Yes, yeah, I'd be very happy to, as long as they're held here in my area.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. And finally, may we put you on our mailing list?
Well, I'd prefer not, except for the information about the promotion you mentioned.
Can I have your name and address?
Of course. Here's my card.
Oh, lovely. And thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks.
That is the end of section one. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a student welfare officer talking to a small group of students just before the beginning of term. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 11 to 16.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Elizabeth Reed, and I'm your assistant welfare officer. What I'd like to do now is tell you a little more about some of the social facilities available on the campus, and also to tell you something about what the town has to offer. As you probably know already, the Student Union building is the main centre of social life here, as indeed it is in most British universities. The Union runs a weekly programme of events for all tastes. Oh, everything from discos to talks by guest speakers. Many of these events are fundraising activities for charities, which the Union takes very seriously. They manage the Students' Union paper shop, selling magazines and newspapers, as well as stationery, sweets, and so on. There's the ticket shop, where you can get some very good deals on, well, for example, coaches to London, or inexpensive charter flights. As cheap as you'll get anywhere, people say. Or tickets for big pop groups playing here, or at other venues all over the country. Or plays in London. Oh, and we mustn't forget the Union cafeteria and the big new diner. Did you have a question?
Does the Union also provide help with any problems? I mean, advice on financial problems, for example. Or does the university provide that?
Yes, the Union run their own advice service offering help with financial matters, such as grants. I'm sure you realise anything medical should be discussed with the University Medical Service, which also has an excellent counselling centre. I think that was made clear yesterday. However, the Union has its own officer who can give advice on legal problems.
You now have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen to the rest of the talk and answer questions 17 to 20.
Now, on to Radford. For a town of its size, Radford has some unusually good leisure and community facilities and has quite a good shopping centre with an interesting range of shops. As you go into Radford, there's a new, well, quite new, Olympic-sized swimming pool. That's on the outskirts at a place called Renton. Above the pool, there's a high-tech fitness centre. Are there any ice skaters here? No? Oh, pity. The facilities for ice skating are excellent. Well, the new Metro Tower, right in the centre of town, has got an ice rink and a sports hall for squash, badminton, volleyball and several other indoor sports. And in the same building, there's a new cinema with six screens. Then, let me see, in the main square, just 2 minutes' walk from the Metro Tower, there's the Theatre Royal, which often gets London productions on tour. And in the streets nearby, you can find a good range of inexpensive restaurants, including Indian, Chinese, Thai and Italian.
That is the end of section two. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section three. Section three. You will hear a tutor, Dr. Simon, talking to some of his students about writing a dissertation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen to the discussion and answer questions 21 to 26.
Okay, welcome back to the new term. I hope you've had a good break and that you're looking forward to writing your dissertation. Now, what I'd like to do in this session is give you the opportunity to ask questions on writing the dissertation. Requirements, milestones, who to see when you need help. It's very informal. It may all be written on paper, but it's nice to get it confirmed. So, anything you'd like to ask?
Dr. Simon, is there a fixed hand-in date yet?
Right. I can confirm that that's the 21st of May, not the 20th, as we first stated. Okay?